Good afternoon. I would like to go ahead and call this meeting of the House Transportation Committee to order at 1:04 in the p.m. Today is Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. Present with us today are Representative McCabe, Representative McKay, Representative Sponholz, Representative Drummond, Representative Kronk, and Vice Chair Hannon, and myself, Chair Hopkins. Assisting us today is our recording secretary, Jamie Buhner, and our LIO moderator, Alex Beebe. Thank you both for your help all session long. I'd like to ask those participating remotely, which I don't believe we have. We do have one person. To please mute your microphones while you're not on the call so that we can make sure we have clear recording for posterity. For those listening at home, if you want to find out more about the bill, you can go to akleg.gov and find today's hearing under the Daily Schedule tab and look under the documents for this bill that we have before us today. Senate Bill 76 is that legislation. Do we have any questions before we keep going? All right, looks like we're good to go. Senate Bill 76 is introduced by the sponsor, Senator Jesse Keel of this district that we're in now, regarding abandoned vehicles on private property. It is the intent of the chair to hear the bill, take public comment, and then look to the will of the committee and see if we can move it out of here. Are there any questions? Still none. Awesome. With us today is Senator Keel and his aide, Kathy Schlingheid. Senator Keel, would you please join us at the table and put yourself on the record and present your legislation?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Transportation Committee. I very much appreciate your taking a break from the floor session where I know you'd all rather be to hear this bill today. Senate bill, my name for the record, I knew I was forgetting something. My name for the record is Jesse Keel. I have the privilege of representing Senate District Q, which includes the capital city where I'm thrilled you all now sit. Senate Bill 76 changes one element of how a private property owner has to deal with abandoned vehicles on their property. It's illegal to leave your car without permission on somebody else's property. We all know it happens. And so we have a process in Alaska law a private property owner can use to deal with it. This takes many forms. And as I have talked with folks around the Capitol building about this bill, unfortunately, a lot of folks are very familiar with various forms of how it happens. Might be the parking lot at a mall or a small business, might be the driveway of a rental property you own when a tenant either moves out or is evicted, might just be you own a piece of property that other folks think looks attractive. You come by one day to find someone else's vehicle there without permission. And when you attempt to contact the last registered owner, you are either unable to, or the last registered owner tells you they're not the current owner of the vehicle. Under current law, you're stuck for 6 months. The private property owner, after 6 months, can begin a process involving notification to the last registered owner, certified mail return receipt, notification to any lien holders, that eventually ends up in the private property owner getting title to the abandoned vehicle and the great privilege of paying the cost of disposing of it. Mr. Chairman, Senate Bill 76 doesn't have a funding source to deal with that last problem. It does shorten the 6 month wait to one. Importantly, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, you don't see the notification process that leads to your getting title to the vehicle in this bill because we do not change a letter of it. The registered owner of the vehicle, any lien holders, maintain all of their notice and opportunity to get that vehicle off your land. We simply shorten that 6 month wait to one. 30 days, Mr. Chairman, is long enough for an innocent owner of a vehicle who made a mistake, whose brother-in-law parked it where it wasn't they shouldn't have, to get the notice, to deal with the problem, and not to lose title to their vehicle. But generally speaking, Mr. Chairman, when those folks first get a call from a property owner, before we even get into any waiting periods, they move the car right away. Unfortunately, we have this bill for folks who are using someone else's property as a means of disposal. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to take questions on the bill and discuss it with the committee.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Anybody have any stories of this of their own? I'll take that as a yes, we all do.
I want to talk about
any questions for the bill sponsor? Representative McCabe. Oh, yep.
No, I just more of a comment than anything. Through the chair, Representative McCabe, I'm happy to see this, actually. The district I come from is notorious, shall we say, for this. So the one question I have is, maybe you could run quickly. I tried to read it, but the giving of notice, I think it's it involves a letter, a certified letter, and it either comes back undeliverable. So that typically takes about 30 days, I would guess. So in effect, this is two months, right? I mean, you give notice after a month. And
Mr. Chairman, if with your permission, I'll ask Kathy Schlinghide of my staff to walk through the detail on that.
Ms. Schlinghide, please put yourself on the record and answer the question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, this is Kathy Schlinghide, staff to Senator Keel. Mr. Chair, in answer to Representative McCabe's question, yes, there is a section in statute that says that you have to send through certified mail. That's AS 2805-121, and then when you receive the return receipt, it starts a 30-day clock, and you have to wait for that period from 30 days before you can then file to try to take title to the vehicle.
So follow up. So this could be, so you have to wait 30 days, then send the notice, week or 10 days or however long it takes to come back, and then there's another 30-day waiting period. Am I getting that right?
Yes, Mr. Chair, in answer to Representative McCabe's question, that's exactly correct.
Okay, very good. Really, I just wanted to hear you talk. You look like you were bored over there, so thanks for that.
Thank you. Any further questions? Senator Keel, where did the impetus for the bill come from?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the question. Many years ago, actually, someone I worked with, he and his wife owned a single rental property that had a driveway available to the tenants. And in this town, that's a great attractant and a boost to your property. They had a tenant move out and not move that vehicle that they'd always meant to get running. And they would not move it. Since then, I have talked about the issue with property owners of a commercial property and actually a group of property owners from commercial properties. I have discussed it with folks around the state. This bill was introduced a few years ago. I have also heard from any number of people around the state. We have a letter of support in the packet from the owners of a chain of auto repair and auto body shops who sometimes have vehicles abandoned there. So it has proven over the time to be an issue for which maybe not all parts of the state are notorious, but with which all parts of the state deal.
Thank you. Representative McCabe.
One more question for Senator Keel. Thanks, Chair Hopkins. Would this apply to the state as well? So if I parked a car on state land or city land or borough land, would they be able to use this, or is this only private land?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In answer to Representative McCabe, this bill only applies to private land. If we go looking elsewhere in these statutes, we will see that local and state governments have significant powers already to deal with these abandoned vehicles on their rights of way, on their government-owned property. They don't need this bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Hannon.
Thank you. And mostly just to get it on the record, through the chair, Senator Keel, let me affirm that I think some people are going to read the bill and think that they have a solution at 30 days. And you've articulated that at 30 days, the other notification processes start, which previously had to wait 6 months before you could then take the certified letter notification and, you know, probably a two-month process to get rid of that abandoned vehicle. So no one is going to be deprived of their property after 30 days. The process to get that property gone starts after 30 days versus starting after 6 months. But it will still be a period of time before you can remove the vehicle.
Mr. Chair, in answer to Representative Hannon, that's exactly correct on the law and what the bill does. I'll just note, private property owners, when they find a vehicle on their land that doesn't belong there can go to the DMV and get the address, the name and address of the last registered owner. Private property owners tend to do that and make a phone call, or if you can't find a number, you send a letter and say, hey, I don't know if you're aware, your car's on my property. People who have not truly abandoned the vehicle move it. Unfortunately, this bill is for those who have.
All right, thank you. Representative McKay.
Thank you, Chairman. Through the chair, Senator Keel, and I'm not trying to obstruct. I think your bill is very valid. I just thinking about there's probably about a million different combinations of things that can happen with this, but I'll just draw one up for you. Let's say I have a property 2 hours north of Anchorage. Let's say a friend of mine leaves his late model Chevy on my lot, and it comes time to dispose of it, and he doesn't take care of it. I have to take care of it. I have to have it. Let's say it won't run. I have to have it towed. And where do we dispose of cars in Alaska? I know we're kind of at the end of the road here, you know. Is there a car crushing facility, or, you know, where do you? It's all great to say dispose of it, but from a practical point of view, where do we dispose of cars in Alaska? Is there a car crusher, or and how much would that all cost? Because let's say it's $500 to tow it and $1,000 to crush it. That would be $1,500. On me, right? So that's for some people that's a lot of money. So is that a reasonable scenario? Can you kind of go run through that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In answer to Representative McKay's question, I'm sorry to tell you it's a reasonable scenario. I wish it weren't. The answer really varies by region of the state. Various regions have various facilities available. In the greater Anchorage Matsu area, there are junk operations. There are folks who do scrap metal and recycling, and so there are a number of possibilities there. I'll just flip to the capital city where I used to serve on the Juneau Assembly. There is a tax-funded program. If you bring in a vehicle with the title, the municipality has contracted with a company that drains the fluids, takes care of those problems, and then generally flattens them and takes them out on a barge unless they find some salvage value in parts. We could probably go on through different regions of the state for different solutions every time. Mr. Chairman, if I had a fund source to take the burden of disposal off the private property owner, I'd have brought you a much more extensive bill. I can't identify one. I can try to shorten up the time period before that private property owner at least has the tools.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Representative Sponholz has a question.
Yeah, I guess I just want to clarify for those that may be watching or listening that nothing in this bill puts an additional onus on a property owner to spend the money. It's typically in the property owner's interest to do so, and all that this bill contemplates is accelerating the time frame at which a property owner can begin to take action to remove an abandoned vehicle on their property. Is that true?
Mr. Chairman, that's entirely correct, and actually I believe we have an invited testifier who can speak to some of why it's so important to a property owner to deal with these vehicles.
Excellent. We will go ahead and move on to that, and I'll call it under public testimony. So we're going to go ahead and open public testimony on Senate Bill 76. We are open for public testimony, and it looks like we have a Laura McVeigh. Ms. McMayer, are you able to give your public testimony?
Mr. Chair, yes, I am.
Thank you. Loud and clear. Please put your name and affiliation on the record and provide your testimony.
Very good. Thank you. My name is Lauren McVeigh, and I'm CEO of True North Federal Credit Union. I came to this topic as the credit union is a property owner in Vintage Park here in Juneau, and it was through a business property owners group discussion about crime and other issues affecting the area that the stress and expense of abandoned vehicles became a significant and shared concern. There are some property owners in the Vintage Park, Mendenhall Mall area that have specific and significant budget line items for collateral disposition of vehicles that get left on their lot. So it's a common and substantial issue out here. I'll also speak a little bit about my perspective on this as a lender who might have a lien on these issues. But for those of us who might have vehicles abandoned on our property, where impound is not an option, we have to wait this initial 6 months, and then realistically it's probably more like 7.5 or 8 months, but by the time the vehicle can truly be disposed of. That's 6 months of an eyesore. That's 6 months of other people thinking it would be a really good idea to give that abandoned vehicle some company, because they do tend to attract some other vehicles. 6 months of lack of parking that's available to our customers. If the vehicle is left in a really inconvenient place, and you might be able to move it, but if you don't have a lot of land, it could be 6 months where the property can't be used for its intended purpose. So I understand that this law is intended to balance the rights of the vehicle property owner with the rights of the real estate property owner. I mean, I get that that's what it's trying to do. But in this day and age, 6 months is too long. That balance is not being properly struck, and it's not consistent with the other timing provisions in the chapter. So now, with my hat on as a lien holder, I worry. If that is a vehicle that we have a lien on, I hope it's not. But if it is, nothing good is going to happen to that collateral in the intervening 6 to 8 months. If it's truly abandoned and not just illegally parked, we should know that. 30 days should be enough for us to know that. And so the sooner we can find that out, the better. So I definitely support Senate Bill 76. I think it addresses a profound imbalance in the current law and empowers property owners to take reasonable actions in a reasonable period of time to remove vehicles that have been left on their property. And that's the conclusion of my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McVeigh. Any questions for the testifier? All right, seeing none, thank you very much, Ms. McVeigh, for your testimony. I'll go ahead and close public testimony. Public testimony is closed. Are there any additional questions? Seeing none, at this point, I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Chair Hopkins, I move to advance Senate Bill 76, version 32, LS0005/A from committee, with attached individual recommendation and attached zero fiscal note.
That's a new sound. Seeing no objection at this time. All right.
What was it in the line?
Hold on, brief at ease. Back on the record. Seeing no objection at this time, the bill will pass out of committee. Please stay around to sign the committee report for the good senator. And we'll be canceling our meeting this Thursday because obviously tomorrow is the last day of the 32nd legislature in the first session. Thanks everybody for your time. Thank you, Mr. Beebe and Ms. Buhner, for your work. And thanks everybody for entertaining committee all year long. Thank you very much.